Lord made, rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
And I trust that we'll do that, rejoice and be glad in it. My voice is kind of going away on me, so I need your prayers for that. Today is 9-1-1. We turned the television on, and that's about all you hear today and yesterday. And today is the anniversary of 9-1-1 when they blowed up the two trade towers in New York City. And they're saying that America is under attack. And I'd like to change that a little bit today. I'd like to say to you that the church is under attack.
Amen. That's true.
Although we live in a land that's supposed to be free, but freedom is not what it used to be. Now, I believe in the name of Jesus. And I believe without that name, the United States or no other nation will ever prosper or make it to heaven without the name of Jesus. If I can get over what's on my mind today. People get up, preachers will, and I'm, don't get me wrong when I say this. They'll preach to you everything that Moses done. They'll preach to you about what David done, cutting off the head of Goliath. And they'll tell you all of the things that God done through the prophets and the men of God back in them days. But let me say to you today, them days were back then.
Amen.
Now, I want to ask you a simple question. Did Moses die for your sins?
No, he did not.
Did David die for your sins?
He did not.
Did any of the prophets die for your sins?
No.
Some said, I am a Paul, and some said, I am Apollos. But Paul began to ask them, did anybody, any of these people die for your sins? The world was in trouble. The church, as it were, in those days, were under attack from the evil. Now, we're under attack, the church is today, from the same evil. Might be called by a different name, but it's all the key of Satan. Now, one of the writers said that the spirit, now get what I'm going to say, that the spirit of Antichrist was already in the world in Paul's day. The spirit of Antichrist. Now, God raised up Jesus and gave him a name above all other names, that every knee should bow and confess that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords to the glory of the Father. Get that, to the glory of the Father. Jesus raised him up when nobody else, like I said, Moses didn't die for your sins. He raised up Jesus and he was tempted in every manner, they say, as we were. Sin excepted. There was no guile found in his mouth. And as he began to come and to preach on this old world, he tried to prepare us, or the people, as we would say, in those days and including us, to get ready for this church that was to come. He come out of the wilderness, tore down everything that got in its way. Tore down the stones that were in its way. So Jesus come preaching And John the Baptist did too. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Lord, because it was time that there had to be a change. Men and women, boys and girls, everyone was bound for hell without somebody to redeem them from this lost generation, per se, as it was in those days. As he began to preach, he come as a poor man in this world. He didn't come riding in a big limousine or a big gold chariot. He come through the way of the manger. He come through the way of the virgin birth. He come to give us life. I want you to keep your mind on the church, if you will. As he began to preach, they asked him, Lord, where dwellest thou? He said, come and see. He said, the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man hath not place to lay his head. If I can think about how a man that didn't even own a home on this earth, but yet he died to save me. Talk about power. Talk about grace. Talk about authority over the church. He began to preach about all of the old ones that was before him. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. They'll be marrying and giving in marriage, eating and drinking until the day that Noah entered into the ark. As he began to talk about the little sparrows, there's not one that falls out to the ground without, unless he knows about it. He said, how much better are you than the sparrows if he took care of them? Surely he'll take care of those that he loved best, which was his human race of people. I know that the Jews were his chosen people, but his chosen people had let him down, Troy, and there had to be some way to bring them back to God because they was just going to and fro after Satan, because Satan was going up and down in the earth, going to and fro and seeking whom he may devour. But listen, he was wanting everybody that believed in the name of Jesus. So this man named Jesus come and bled and died on an old rugged cross, and on the third day after they laid him in the tomb, dressed him and put spices on his body to anoint him so he would smell good. But listen, on the third day he arose, the Bible said, as he said. I want you to get what Jesus said will come to pass, and I want you to know that what Jesus said wouldn't come to pass. I wouldn't come to pass. But I want you to know this church that come out of the wilderness was a disobedient church. They call it the Mosaical church. They call it the old Jewish law, as some calls it the old path. And he said to the Jews, to the children of Israel, search for the old path, and when you find it, walk therein. And they said, we will not walk therein. And I've come to the knowledge that the world today had to want nothing to do with the church, because the church is under the tang by the disobedient Muslims. They're under attack, if you please, by our own president. It's under attack by, listen to Congress and the senators, by the judges of our United States. You're not allowed to use the name of Jesus when you pray a public prayer in some kind of gathering. You can pray, but don't use the name of Jesus. Why? Because the Bible said that the world would grow worse and worse, that it would wax worse in the last days. The Bible said in the last days there'd be false prophets, false antichrist. Listen, come. And the Bible said I would deceive many. I would deceive the very elect if it were possible. If you belong to this church today, you're his elect. And listen, the world's out to get you, and the devil's out to get you, and to take what you have accomplished in Jesus. But listen, without that holy name, there's not going to be anybody standing before God justified in the day of judgment. I want you to know today, I feel free. I feel saved today because I'm in this church that they're persecuting. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Lord.
They tell me today that I can't go even to a school and pray a prayer. It's all right to pray the prayer, but don't you end it in Jesus' name. But listen, and you know, I want you to watch this, how the Bible said that in the last days, how that perilous time would come upon the world. And I want you to notice, amen, I want you to notice that these been more floods and destroyed more things this year than they have, I guess, in a great while. It's a taking away our food supply. It's a taking away the things that abstains us through the winter months and through the summer months. But listen, it gets so hot in the summertime that they can't hardly raise their crops. Listen, times is running out. Perilous times are coming on those that are disobedient to God. But to us that believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I'll spare you from them days that's to come up on the whole world. I believe God's Christians in Jesus' name has a shelter in the time of a storm. I believe that he is a rock in this weary land.
Yeah.
His name is Jesus. Without Jesus, the church can't even make it. And that's what God sent him dying. I want you to notice this. If I can get it over to you, when Jesus come bled and died, God give him this church. God give it to Jesus. It's his. Amen. But I want you to notice, Jesus said, Father, glorify thou me. God said it through the voice from heaven as a sound of thunder. I have glorified it, and I'll glorify it again. Amen.
Amen.
But listen, the time has come, and now is men has turned themselves away to fables. They're believing lies and be damned. The Bible said that would happen. And our nation and our governors, our leaders, they've all turned after their own lust and after their own way of life. They're not seeking the will of God in our government. No wonder the church has such a battle, because it looks like if you're going to mention the name of Jesus, you may have to hide somewhere or get in a secret place. And I've already got one, ain't you? I've already got my secret closet where I can go when nobody's around. Even if there's people around, I still have that secret a place in my heart that I can talk to him, lift up his name. I'm too close to home now how to listen to these foolish people tell me I can't worship Jesus.
Amen.
Too close to home to tell me I can't mention his name.
Bless him, Lord.
I've got a cap that Laban bought me. It's got, I'm an FBI inspector for Jesus. I'll wear it until I'm proud of it. I want people to know whose side I'm on. I'm on the side of righteousness, what Jesus died for. Getting back to this church, that God give Jesus, he's over it today, and he'll be over it until the day God tells his son, go get my church, and we'll all go marching in. But in that day when this happens, Jesus will come and get the church and prevent it and present it back to God as he has took it. He has nourished it, and he has raised it, and kept it as clean. And those that are not clean enough to be in the church will not go in. He'll bring that church and present it back to God the Father as his bride. Amen. And then let me get my breath a little bit. In that day, when we're invited to the marriage supper, somebody said we're going to be invited to the wedding, and I said, no, the wedding has already happened. Jesus was married to the church when he bled and died for it. But in that day, we're going to go to the marriage supper.
Amen.
We'll sit down at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They'll come from the east, the north, and the west, and the south. And we'll all sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the Lord himself shall gird himself and shall feed us. And God shall wipe away all tear from our eyes. There'll be no more sorrow, no dying, no death. They sung that song. There'll be no sun in glory land. For Jesus is the light of that city. He'll be the light, and God is the light thereof. Amen. That's going to be a place of joy and peace. I know we have problems in this life. But remember, the church is under attack. It's not as much that the United States is under attack. It's the church. It's they don't like Jesus. They don't like us because we love Jesus. I want you to know that we're safe as long as we stay in the church. But without that holy name of Jesus, we can't make it. This life for me is just about over. Even though I'd live 4 or 5 more years, it's almost over. I told Bertha the other night when I come in, I went out and sung, me and Herman did. I told her, I said, I'm getting so when I go away and leave you a few minutes, I'm lonesome even not being around her when I go out like that. But you know, we have things we got to do if we feel like we ought to anyway. But there'll be a day come when we'll no longer feel that we're deserting one another or leaving one another alone for a while, because we'll all be brought together under that same glorious place. The city of God, heaven, paradise, anyhow it's safety. And the church for us in this life is the church. So we're persecuted. Apostle Paul said we're killed all day long. So did, yeah. They're trying to get rid of us. But you see, the church didn't come through knowledge. It didn't come through great education. It come through the will of God and for the love of God that we've got and the wisdom that we have in Jesus Christ. That's where the church is at. It's in your heart. It's not in this building, though it's good to have it, ain't it, to come and worship in. But the kingdom is within you.
Right.
And someday you'll go back with it and just take it back. And it'll be given back to God the Father in the name of Jesus. And it said then in that day, when we have put all things under our feet, then we've conquered everything. And he that's done that has ceased from sin. So sin will bother us a while yet.